What do you call the kind that builds a nest out of mud up under your eave trough?
Under which?
Up under your eave.
Oh, that's a wasp.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the kind that build the nest out of mud?
Well, theirs ain't out of mud. I don't know what it's built out of. It's kind of a stiff, hard stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That, like honeycomb to a bee, you see. They make their own stuff out of something. Ain't that curious about a honeybee and these other... another one builds a nest like a... like these lights you've seen. There'd be a hollow in the... they'd go in and out at the bottom, and they'd go in at the bottom and then build it, the comb and all, to raise the young ones and to eat too, I reckon. They'd build that all up in there, and there'd just be thousands of them in it, and they'd generally build it and swung it on a limb in a tree. You go by there and knock that down, them hornets will just sting you to death if you don't get out of the way.
Mm-hmm. And what's the best thing to do?
The best thing to do is to get you a long pole and put you a rag or shook on it and set it afire and slip up there and just stick that in that hole. And when you stick that in there, you see that nest, it'll burn. It'll burn and just get shut all of them.
Get what?
You get shut all of them. Just burn them up. They can't get out. You see, they got to come out the bottom. Sort of like some of these people in these houses, you know, they have built now. You got no way to get out of them but one way, and if it gets too far that way, they just have to stay in there.
Well, now, if your wife didn't sweep down the walls too carefully and didn't sweep the corners, you're liable to collect what?
Dust.
Uh-huh.
Dust accumulated to have your papers loose up there.
Uh-huh.
It'll all pile in behind it, settling, you know.
Uh-huh.
Year after year.
Uh-huh. Well, were insects liable to spin in the corners?
How's that?
I say, were insects liable to spin a nest in the corner?
Yeah, them get the insects accumulate all kinds of bugs and little worms and so on. And of course, if your house was dusty enough, it'll finally accumulate. Did you know? Dust to make an explosion.
Yes.
I know a heap of mills has been burned up. Have these big elevators, big as this room, and 40 and 50 feet high, you know. They'd fill them with wheat, and the wheat's always dusty. And they get putting that wheat in and taking it out. You go there with a lantern, a bug.